Good afternoon, New Folk Radio. This is 15 Minutes with the Bare Hambones. So we're here with the Bare Hambones. Why the Bare Hambones? Like, where did that come from?
The Hambone thing was, you know, I looked up Southern sayings because we started out as being a country band.
The Dag Nabbits wasn't going to.
Dag Gummits.
I looked at this whole list of Southern sayings and we had a couple of ideas, and we had agreed on calling ourselves the Dag Nabbits. And Mike Brown and
I did not agree on
Mike
that.
Brown and I went out to the bar after we were having some beers. He said, we can't call the band that. There's no way. So I landed on the Hambones, and I looked it up, and there's another band called the Hambones. So I thought, well, we need an adjective. And since we had no distortion in the band, and at that time, we even had a stand-up bass. So, I mean, there was, other than the fact that I plugged my digital piano in, there was no electricity at all. So bare made sense, so. That's how we went, Bare Hambones.
The Dag Gummits would have been good if...
I think the Dag Gummits would have been great.
If Hawk Harrelson, the announcer for the White Sox, if he was like our singer, Dag Gummits would be perfect.
That's right.
15 minutes with the Dag Gummits.
That's right.
I like that.
That's good stuff.
So let's play another song. What do you guys got next?
Good Time Tonight.
Yeah, Good Time Tonight.
There's a Johnny Cash song we used to play where Clay played the banjo.
Blistered.
I took part of Blistered... And I changed the chord structure.
I can see that.
And what I was thinking of, this is a little embarrassing, was the Poison song.
It's not embarrassing.
What was the Poison song? Was there a big anthem song?
Was there a big one?
Well, they got Nothing But a Good Time.
Nothing But a Good Time. I was thinking, we're going to go out and we're going to have a party. I'm going to take a country song and I'm going to make a party out of it. So I took Johnny Cash's... feel, rewrote the chord structure. I took Poison's Let's Go Out and Have a Good Time, and I made this.
If CC DeVille played lead for Johnny Cash.
That's right. Let's erase all of this.
That's the first song I ever played, learned of any of these.
Yeah.
You sent me some stuff.
But Blistered. Yeah. Blistered is like, nobody ever talks about that song.
It's such a good Johnny Cash song.
It's crazy good.
That's the song. I heard this song and I was like, that's very interesting. I think I want to go jam with these guys and see what this is all about.
This is the song
that like reeled me in.
I remember that. So a little background story here. We had an upright bass player, Tim Kahn, who played with Brad and I, played the birthday show. And then he lives in Chicago, and we practice out in, you know, Batavia out here by your studio, Brad. And he wasn't going to be able to make it. He wasn't going to be able to pull it off logistically. So we needed a bass player. So we went through a website called bandmix.com that likes to put people together, and Tony had an individual profile on there, and I'd made a band profile, and we made a connection. It's kind of like eHarmony for musicians.
I swiped left or right.
We made a connection. Yeah, it's like Chuck Woolery.
Yeah, it's not like Tinder for musicians. It's like eHarmony. We're trying to make a good... Okay, so anyway...
We swiped right.
It wasn't a one-night stand.
So, Tony, as you and I were talking back and forth about this, I remember I sent you that song, or I think we had a recording from the original show.
Yeah.
And then you sent me a song from a band that you had played with in Milwaukee that was similar genre.
Yeah.
What was the name? It was a
motorbike.
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 And
Fat Penny,
I thought,
that was my whole band.
Okay, so this guy, he gets what we're doing. And so I was like, let's have him over. Now... let's go back in time to when I owned my previous house. The basement in my previous house had a cellar basement.
Because the house was built in what year?
It was an 1893 house. They used to have coal down there for the coal burning, furnace. We couldn't stand, which was not a problem for me because I'm a piano player.
Yeah.
So I was fine with
it. I'm 6'3".
Everybody in the band's over 6 feet tall.
Yeah, we are all over 6 feet tall.
I'm 6 feet when I'm sitting at my drum set.
Brad and I started having practices down there, and what do we care? We both sit. You know, Brad's a drummer, I'm a piano player, and the other guys either grab chairs or if you want to stand, you yes. literally had to have your head in between the joists.
I was standing between the joists, yes, and my head, I had to like, my head was up against the ceiling.
That's right.
You had to watch out for nails.
There were nails sticking out of there, too. Oh, man, it was dangerous.
Yeah.
But that's how we practiced for a long time. And I bought this new house, and when my wife and I were picking this house out, I wanted to make sure we had a decent band space, and we do now. So, but back in the day, that was one of the first songs that you played, Mike Brown.
Oh yeah,
and in the bridge is the first time that I really fell in love with Mike Brown playing rhythm guitar, because the stuff he does in the bridge there is so fast, how he's strumming, and the bass line that walks down. It's this song is really, really great. We're gonna have a good time tonight. You guys are listening to the Bare Ham Bones on New Folk Radio. We're going to play a song called I'm a Boozer. Immediately after Brad and I, we had a band called the Psychobilly Cadillacs to stop playing. Immediately after, I had an idea come into my head for a song. Just a dollar late and a dollar short kind of thing. Wrote this song, I'm a Boozer. Didn't have anywhere to go with it. And then a group of musicians went down to Memphis and recorded an album at Sun Studio. A band called The Dyes had a couple of players there, and a band called the Hot Rod Hucksters had a bunch of players there, and our bass player, Tim Kahn. We all went down there. We did a version of I'm a Boozer, and I was always happy that I had a recording of it, but I really missed having a band to play this with. So as soon as the Bare Ham Bones came together, I'm a Boozer had a home. So it's a song about not taking yourself too seriously. It's a fun song. Turn it up and enjoy. I'm a Boozer.
Oh, I do have one quick thing there. It's really funny. I play this song for my 3-year-old. He listens to it, and when he hears the I'm a Boozer, mm-hmm. he says, hey, he's a Boozer. Like his name is a Boozer.
So your 3-year-old thinks my name is Tim Boozer.
A Boozer.
A Boozer.
Like, a Boozer. Tim like, a Boozer.
Tim a Boozer.
A Boozer.
Tim a Boozer.
He's a Boozer.
Sounds like one of the guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tim a Boozer. And this is my song.
This song I think is very, whenever I play it, I think it's one that we can really connect with the crowd, because not that we all are a bunch of boozers, but, you know.
We enjoy drinking.
Everyone likes to have fun.
Everybody likes a drinking song, too.
Yeah.
Right. You're in a live room. It's late at night. A lot of people have a beer. We're doing a song called I'm a Boozer. It starts out kind of slow.
Bar owners appreciate drinking songs as well.
Yeah, they do. They really do.
This is a fun one to play for me. Love playing it.
It is. This is I'm a Boozer.
Drank enough for me and you. I'm a boozer. Whiskey, beer, or wine, you just start a pouring. I will be there every time. I'm a boozer. Tomorrow and do it all again. I'm a boozer. Booze is what I do. You show me a bottle, I'll drink enough of me and you. I'm a boozer. Whiskey, beer, or wine, you just start a pour and I will be there every time. I'm a boozer. Broken heart tonight and get me on the mend. I'm a boozer. Booze is what I do. You show me a bottle, I'll drink enough for me and you. I'm a boozer. Whiskey, beer, or wine, you just start a pour and I will be there every time. I'm a boozer. Booze is what I do. You show me a bottle, I'll drink enough. Beer or wine, you just start a pouring. I will be there every time. I'm a boozer.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you've enjoyed today's 15 minutes with the Bear Hambones. Check out our website at www.thebearhambones.com. Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, or if you have questions that we could answer on a future show, send them along to thebearhambones@gmail.com. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.